Tuesday, January 13th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Judge Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and today is Thursday, January 13th, 2011, which means it's Morjak Judge, or Suffix Day. And the suffix we'll be exploring today is Roop, a modest little type 2 verb suffix which, like the other members of its class, modifies the verb to tell us something about the predisposition of the subject that's performing that action. In the case of Roop, spelled R-U-P, it tells us that a person, as opposed to a device, is ready to do the work of the verb. Thus, instead of simply Hoch Klingon, the Klingon kills, we can now say Hoch Roop Klingon, the Klingon is ready to kill. It's a simple concept, but that's how complexity works. You combine lots of simple pieces to create something greater than the sum of its pieces. That's the beauty of suffixes in Klingon. Let's illustrate this by building up a sentence from some pieces you already know. We'll start with a simple object-verb-subject sentence. Ready? Romulushkan shuv jabwe, which we might translate as the waiter fights Romulans. This, of course, is a reference to one of the greatest restaurant skirmishes ever to take place along the neutral zone. But whose waiter? Let's make it your waiter. Romulushkan shuv jabwe le. Your waiter fights Romulans. But what if we don't have any Romulans at hand? That's okay, because even though your waiter is busy taking orders at the moment, he's nonetheless prepared for battle. Romulushkan shuvrup jabwit le. Your waiter is ready to fight Romulans. Oh, I'm sorry, wait, I forgot. Your waiter hasn't started his shift yet. But he'll be here within the hour, so... Pour Romulushkan shuvrup jabwit le. Soon, your waiter will be ready to fight Romulans. That's a pretty complex idea, but the simple pieces that make up Klingon allow you to say all that in just 4 words. Listen to it again. Tuch Romulushkan shuvrup jabwit le. I wouldn't tell you to believe that Klingon has an efficiency that English envies. Because as you continue with the language, as your mastery unfolds, you're going to experience this yourself, over and over. So until tomorrow, remember, Kop me poshmoch chol. Language opens worlds.